God for salvation.
Amen.
So be able to serve such a great and mighty God. I appreciate that. Have a burden on my heart this morning. Need your earnest prayers as we look into the Word of God. We are in a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
We are fighting against the powers of darkness.
Yes.
Powers of evil. And the devil is doing all that he possibly can to destroy every soul that he possibly can. And sad to say, we're having him do it many times. Turn with me, please, to the book of Nahum, chapter 2 and verse 1. The writer said, he that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. Now, naturally speaking, this was referring to the destruction of Nineveh and the nation of Assyria by the combined efforts of the Medes and the Babylonians. Now, the Medes, as the prophet Isaiah pictured them, were a ruthless, cruel, cold, merciless, pitiless group of people. They spoiled the houses of their victims. They ravished the women. They dashed the young men and the children into pieces. They had no mercy. But do you know that that was not a product of their own? They got that from their father, Satan, the enemy of all souls. That was a product of the devil. And they were only doing what their father did. This scripture can also be applied spiritually. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. Satan, the enemy of all souls, that ruthless, merciless, cruel being, is come up before the face of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And his chief purpose, his desire, his intent, and his plan is to dash us into pieces, to bring us to complete ruin, to bring us to utter destruction. Satan is not satisfied in just doing a little damage here and there, causing us a few problems. He wants to destroy us.
Yeah.
That's his desire. That's his intent. Now, as we consider this thought by the help of God, I want to paint a picture in our minds of Satan, just like the devil really is.
Yeah.
Some artists, in the pictures that they paint of the devil, they'll paint some creature, some red creature or some black creature. He has horns on his head. He has a pitchfork in his hand. And the end of his tail is in the shape of a spear. That's not Satan, folks.
Amen.
That's not Satan. Some of the artists paint Satan as a beautiful angel falling from heaven. That's not Satan, folks. But by the help of the Lord, I want us to get a picture of the character of the devil. See just how the devil really is. You know, possibly one reason why people don't resist the devil and withstand the devil and oppose the devil as they should is because they don't really see the devil as he is. They don't really see him like he is. It said, he that dasheth in pieces. The word dash means a violent blow or stroke. It means a harsh, destructive force. It means to ruin, to frustrate. It means to produce discouragement. It means to adulterate, which means to lower in quality by mixing in foreign materials. It means to dilute, to depress or dispirit. Satan is a very, very, very crafty demon.
Yeah.
Highly skilled in the destruction of souls. I thought about, I've mentioned this before, the African lion, and how they are known sometimes to take their prey. That lion will go into an area where he knows that there are beasts that he can prey upon, and he'll find maybe a little thicket of bushes, and he'll get in that little thicket of bushes, and he'll put his head down to the ground, and he'll roar. And all of the animals in that area began to channel their attention on that area from whence the roar came. They realized there's death there, there's danger, there's destruction there. And so they began to observe closely that very area. And while they're watching that area, the lion comes out and he goes around and he comes up and attacks from another area. Folks, that's the way Satan is. Very crafty. He'll cause us to become alarmed on a certain area. And while we're watching that area closely, we realize there's danger there. The enemy comes out and he circles around and he attacks from another area.
Yes.
This is why the scripture teaches us to walk circumspectly,
yes,
not as fools. The word circumspect literally means looking on every side.
Yes,
yes, I know it's danger down here,
yes,
but I'm going to be looking on every side. I'm going to be alert. I'm going to be aware. If the devil comes up from another angle, I'll be able to catch up with him before,
yes,
he can get in to make an attack.
Yes.
I thought also how lions are known to hunt in pride sometimes.
Yeah.
They hunt in groups. And it's said that they will follow a group of animals for days. And they'll stay way behind those animals so that they don't alarm them. And they'll wait until those animals get to a certain place where it's maybe a good grassy area, good hiding place. And then they'll begin to scatter out. One will go here and one will go there. And they'll conceal themselves in the grass. And then they'll leave a lion way behind the herd of animals. And when everybody gets situated, they have a certain signal that they give. And that lion that's waiting back here, he'll take off with a burst of speed at those animals, knowing that he cannot overtake them. But he alarmed them and they began to run and scatter. And as they scatter, they run right into the mouth of those lions that's here. Folks, Satan's like that. The devil said Satan as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is out to destroy your and my soul. But I want to encourage every one of us, we don't have to be a victim of the devil. Satan is cunning, very sly, very tricky, and he will adorn himself in sheep clothing. Camouflage himself, see?
Yeah.
Cover up his real nature. Mm-hmm. He'll put on a covering being mild and gentle and submissive. But he does that just to get close to you and me.
Yeah.
And once you get close enough, then he shows himself who he really is. I thought about an incident. I heard Brother Trotter mention this years ago. I'd have been in World War I. As the armies were at war and some of the men were out in the field fighting, and they had their tents and their foxholes and everything, and they had men posted on guard duty, and every night a soldier would come up dead. And they wondered, how can this be? The guards are on duty. How is the enemy getting in and killing some of our soldiers every night? And so on one occasion,
just about dusk dark, one of the guards saw a hog grazing out near the area. Well, he didn't think much of it at first. It's just a hog. And then he began to think about that. And he thought, I'm going to shoot that hog. And so he shot it. Wasn't a hog at all. It was a soldier under covering that looked like a hog. And he'd been slipping in to the camp and killing soldiers every night. Folks, that's the way Satan is.
Yeah.
He camouflages himself. He puts on a covering. He looks harmless until he gets up to where he can do some damage to you and me. Sometimes the devil comes as an angel of light. Very, very, very deceitful. And he'll come as one that possessed great wisdom, great knowledge and understanding. And he'll deceive precious souls.
Yeah.
Cause people to believe that the truth is not the truth.
Yeah.
And cause them to believe that error is the truth.
Yeah.
Satan is a diabolical being. Extremely wicked. Extremely cruel. Folks, he has no love. No love for any human being. He has no love for any human being. He is ruthless. He is pitiless. He is merciless.
Yes.
I thought about Legion. Here was an individual. The Bible said that this man was out in the graveyard night and day. He wear no clothes. He cried. He cut himself with stones. No man could tame him. People had taken him time and again. They tried to help this man. They would bind him with fetters. They would bind him with chains. But the power of the devil was so forceful in him, he broke asunder the chains. He plucked the fetters asunder. Satan had come in, taken up his abode in that man, and many devils possessed that man. Can you see, folks, the devil don't care anything about you. Satan hates you.
Yes.
And all he wants to do is destroy your eternity and your soul.
Yes.
He that dasheth in pieces has come up before thy face. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33, please. I need your prayers. I know the devil don't want me to say some of the things that I'm going to say.
Yes, bless the Lord.
1 Corinthians 15:33.
He not deceived.
Yes.
Evil communication corrupteth
man. Evil communication corrupt good man. Don't be deceived.
Yes.
Evil communications corrupt
that's
good
right.
man. So. Satan, that evil one, and his agents are communicating with our young men.
Yes.
And they are listening to the devil.
Yes.
And becoming corrupted, folks.
Yes.
Satan has used harsh and destructive force, and he has struck a violent blow to our communities.
Yes.
And to our nation and to the church.
Yes. Yes.
Through our young men. Dashing them into pieces by way of drugs, by way of gang violence, by way of lust and sex, destroying them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Many of them have been very intelligent young men. But the devil have gotten a hold to their minds, and some of them now have the mind of a little child.
Yes.
The devil have destroyed their mind. He that dasheth in pieces, folks, is come up before thy face, and he has struck a violent blow against us by dealing through our young men. Many of them go out into eternity prematurely as a result of drugs and gang violence. Many of them are under the influence of lustful spirits.
Yes.
They've got a child by this girl, a child by that girl, a child by this girl, and they have no sense of responsibility. So, the devil is destroying our young men through drugs, through gangs, and through sex. They have no sense of responsibility. They're scattering children here and there, and they will not get out and get a job. They're lazy, and they won't work and support their families. He that dasheth in pieces is come up before thy face. But listen, folks, God gave us a munition. The word munition means a defensive weapon. God has given us some weapons that we can defend ourselves against the enemy. Our young men have a weapon, and that weapon is knowledge. It is the word of God. You know that evil communication corrupts your manners. If you stand on what you know, God will have mercy on you. God will shield you. God will protect you. God will bless you. And you don't have to be a victim of the devil. He that dasheth in pieces. Did you know, dear ones, that our young men are the strength of our nation?
Yes.
They're the strength of our nation. When you lose your young men, you lose the strength.
Yes.
And the devil is working and tearing down and destroying our young men, and as a result, he's working and tearing down and destroying our nation. Keep the munition. You have a ruthless adversary, but you also have a weapon.
Yeah.
Someone get Hosea 4 and 6 and read it for us, please.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Because you rejected knowledge.
I also reject thee.
I also reject thee.
That thou should not be no priest to me.
You see.
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forgive thy children.
Knowledge is a defense, folks.
Yes.
If you know something, that's a blessing and a help to you.
Amen.
Yes.
So the Lord wants you to take what you know and use it. But not only has Satan struck a violent blow against our young men, but also against our young women and our girls. He's ruining our communities, ruining our nation, dashing our girls and young women into pieces. Many of our dear little girls are giving birth to babies.
Yes.
And they themselves are babies.
Yes.
Folks, babies cannot raise babies.
Amen.
Babies cannot supply the needs of babies.
Yes.
But the devil has succeeded in striking a violent blow against our children, our young girls, and our young women. Not only so, he's persuading too many of our young girls and young women to have abortions. Destroying life.
Yeah.
Abortion is murder.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill. But the devil get our young girls in a bind. They don't know what to do. They don't realize to turn to God and let Him lead them and guide them and direct them.
Yeah.
They listen to the enemy of their soul and they get deeper in the trap of all of them. He's ruining our young girls.
Yeah.
He's ruining our young women. Many of our young women, even
giving birth to babies and giving them up for adoption. I want my child to have a good home. I want them to have a good family. And so I give them up to someone else. It makes no difference how good a home and family that child gets. Do you know that when you stand before God on the day of judgment, God is going to hold you chiefly responsible for that child? That's your flesh and blood, and God is going to hold you responsible for that child. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there to give account of the deeds that we have done. Oh, folks, listen. The devil is destroying our young men and our young women, striking violent blows against them. And it's affecting our communities, it's affecting our nation, and it's affecting the church.
Yes, so.
Anytime the devil persuades you to give your lady up, he struck a violent blow against you. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 9,
in like manner also,
yes,
that women adorn themselves in modest apparel,
yes,
with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array.
The devil has struck a violent blow against our women by persuading them to dress modesty.
Yes.
Loose.
Yes. So.
And in a provocative manner. Dear ones, do you know that men and boys will not respect you any more than you respect yourself?
Yes. So.
If you have respect for yourself, you will demand respect from men and boys. But if you don't respect yourself, neither will they respect you.
Yes, sir.
They won't respect you. But the devil is ruining our nation, our women, our young men, through your modesty.
And so,
Titus 2, 3 through 5.
Aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not giving too much wine, which is a good thing.
Yes.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Young. In these last and evil days,
yes, Lord.
Satan, the enemy of all souls, has struck a violent blow to our communities, to our nation, and to the church through our mothers. We have many mothers in name, but we have few mothers in need.
Yes, Lord. So.
Whose behavior is what it should be, and who can teach the young women both by precept and example.
Yes.
Teaching them by precept alone is not enough.
Amen.
They must see in action in your life what you are telling them that they should and should not do. We are short in these last and evil days.
Yes,
that's
true.
Yes, that's true. On true mothers.
Yes,
and it's having a definite effect upon our communities, upon our nation, and upon the church.
Yes,
you see, dear ones, our mothers have a great influence. Not only with our daughters and
young women, but even with our young men. Do you know, if you would talk with people and inquire of them, and we know that our young men love their fathers, respect their fathers, have great care and concern for father. But if you talk with young men, the majority of them, as you question them, and find out who had the greatest impact on their life, the greatest influence in their life when they were growing up, it's mother. Mm-hmm. I love father. Respect him. But mother was the one that had the
influence. Amen.
That would be the most of the answers that you would get from the young men.
Yes, so.
Can you see when our mothers fail? Everything around them fails. Everything around them fails. We need our mothers to regain their standing. When the devil can succeed in pulling down motherhood, he struck a violent blow against the world.
Yes, so.
Someone get Mark, chapter 10, first beginning at verse 2, and read a few verses.
The Pharisees came to him and asked him,
yes?
Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting?
Yes.
And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command? And they said, Moses suffered to write a deal with the horses, and he put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept.
Yes.
But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they cling to be one flesh. So then they are no more slaves, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
Precious souls. By way of divorce and remarriage. You heard the statement before about killing two birds with one stone?
Yes.
The devil takes divorce and remarriage and he destroys many souls.
Yes, that's right.
People get divorced. And it produces bitterness, anger, hatred in the hearts of the divorced parties and in the hearts and minds of the children whose parents are divorced. And as a result, the devil destroys whole families by way of divorce and remarriage. I thought about how some of our men will walk off and leave their wife and their child and go out and marry another woman that has five or six children and do for that woman and her children what they would not do for their own wife and their own child. It breeds bitterness, hatred, anger, and sometimes people can't get over that. And the devil has destroyed souls as a result of that. He that dasheth in pieces has come up before that face. Satan has struck a silent blow to souls and to the church. A lot of times, as the Holy Spirit began to deal with people about salvation, they know the price that they're going to have to pay. And they are not willing to make that sacrifice. I know that if I really get saved, if I do what God would have me to do, I'm going to have to give up this unlawful marriage. I'm going to have to give up this companion. It's not my companion. And they're not willing to make that sacrifice. And many people go out into they want to be saved. They long for salvation, but they're not willing to take sacrifice. They're not willing to make the sacrifice. They go out into eternity and prepare to be gone. Paul said, no, do not
that the woman that's married to a man is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives? But if her husband be dead, then is she loose from that law that she be no adulteress though she be married to another man? The Bible said that no adulterers have any inheritance in the kingdom of God. No one. No matter whether it's the preacher, the pastor, the deacon, the teacher, they have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. Oh, listen. The devil is ruining precious souls. Many times, the church would be, there would be more people in the church if they could bring adultery in.
Yeah.
But they can't do it, folks. And it's not us that's saying they can't do it. It's God. And God won't allow it, folks. God will not allow it.
Yes, sir.
We need God to help us. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, please.
What is called God gave them up unto vile affections.
Yes.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Yes.
Likewise also the men changed the natural use of the woman, burning their dust one toward another, in with men, working that which is unseemly.
Satan is ruining this nation by way of immorality. What the writer is talking about right here in the book of Romans is homosexuality and lesbianism. Read that again for us, please.
For this cause God gave them up.
The vile affection.
For even their women had changed the natural use.
The woman changed the natural use into that which is against nature.
And likewise also the men.
The men,
leaving
the natural use of the women,
burned
in their lust one toward another, men with men,
working
that which is unseemly.
And
receiving in themselves
that
recompense
of that error.
Immorality. Corruption. Wickedness. Sin. God did not make male and male. God did not make female and female. God made Adam a man, and he took the rib out of Adam's side and made a woman for Adam. And that's the way God intended it. That's the way God ordained that it should be. And if it's any otherwise, that's God's rule. And it brings about God's wrath and judgment. But if you are living in a wicked world, and the devil has struck a violent blow through these measures of men marrying men, women marrying women, wanting to take out the clause that marriage is a union between a man and a woman. These people are getting into high positions in the religious world, becoming ministers and teachers and operating in high positions. This is why the scripture said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We deal with principalities, with powers, with the rules of the darkness of this world, with spiritual wickedness in high places. You'd be amazed to know how many religious people say, well, if that's what they want to do, let them do it. Folks, the devil is ruining this nation through immorality. But I want us to know something. That true to history, as it always has been down through the ages of time, anytime a nation becomes so immoral and corrupt, there's the one thing that's destruction. It's proven time and again. When nations become so corrupt, God drops the hammer, folks. destruction. Destruction is waiting. Yeah. But this great United States of America, destruction is waiting. You got dashed in pieces. Just come up before that face. Turn with me to Luke chapter 17, verses 27 through 33. In the schools, some of the schools that teach you that it's all right to have two moms, it's all right to have two dads. Schools, they're teaching this to our children.
Yes.
They're corrupting their minds at an early age. The devil is striking a violent blow. He doesn't wait till our children become teenagers.
Yeah.
He began to deal with them at a very early age.
Yeah.
To pull them down and destroy. All right.
They didn't eat.
Yes.
They drank.
They married wives.
They were
given in marriage.
Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
Yes.
And the flood came and destroyed them all.
Yes.
Likewise also, after the flood and the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
Yeah. Satan has struck a violent blow to multitudes upon multitudes of people.
Yeah.
And he has done it with that which is law,
yeah,
that which is legal, that which is essential,
yeah,
and that is the evil.
Yeah.
And you know that we here at Lord Mary of killing ourselves,
yeah,
by overeating. Yeah. We're killing ourselves by
overeating.
Yeah. Right here in this United States of America,
yeah,
you wonder how can so many food establishments exist in a place you can go and have several in the same area and all of them are existing.
Yeah.
There are people that love to eat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're killing ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And some people, they know that if I eat, not only overeating, but they know that I have a problem, physical problem. If I eat certain things, I know that this is going to affect me. I know I have high blood pressure. If I eat this, it's going to cause my pressure to go up. If I eat certain things, it's going to affect my sugar. But they do it anyway. We're killing ourselves, folks.
Yeah.
And then we want the saints to pray us out of these things. Oh, would you pray for me? And I'm the one that's doing the death.
Yes.
Yourself.
Yes.
Satan is very crafty.
Yes.
It's not all games. It's not all drugs.
Yes.
It's not all prostitution.
Yes.
And things of that nature that he destroys souls with. He used lawful things.
Yes.
Things that's absolutely necessary. We can't survive without them.
Yes.
But sad to say, some of us can't survive without them. But we're killing ourselves.
Yes.
Yes. One thing, saints and sinners, that we have in common. We all have the same enemy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, let me state this.
Yes.
We do not have to be a victim.
Yes.
We do not
have to be a victim.
Yes.
He that dashes in pieces has come up before thy face.
Yes.
Keep the unity.
Yes.
You have a weapon with which to defend yourself. Someone get Ephesians 6 and 17 for us, please. Read that. Someone get 7 John 14, 5 and 6, please.
Take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of salvation.
And the sword of the Spirit.
And the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the Word
of
God.
Which is the Word of God. God's Word is a weapon with which we can use to defend ourselves,
yes,
against that cold, cruel, ruthless, merciless enemy, Satan.
Yes.
If we stand firmly on God's word, folks,
yes,
we can defeat the devil.
Yes, sir.
This is why it is so important that we know what God's word teaches, see? Because knowledge is a defense.
Amen.
God's word is a defense, and if we stand on it, we don't have to become a victim. It said, watch the way. Someone get down 14, 5, and 6. Yes.
Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
This is how we triumph over the enemy. We have a weapon of defense.
Yes.
Then we watch the way.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way. We observe him. We take special notice of him. How he conducted himself, how he acted, how he dealt with the enemy of all souls.
Yeah.
And we follow his footsteps, see? We imitate him. We do just what Jesus did. And if we do that, folks, we can overcome the devil.
Yeah.
If we watch Christ, how he operated, how he dealt with the devil, and we follow the pattern that he has laid out, we can defeat the powers of hell every time. Make thy loins strong. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14. And someone just in closing, Jude, verse 20. Ephesians 6, 13 and 14.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Yes.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Make your loins strong.
Yes.
Having your loins girt about with truth. The scripture said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is true.
Yes, Lord.
Dear ones, it is essential that you and I dig into this precious word of God and that we gird ourselves with this precious word of God. It is our defense against the powers of darkness. It is something that Satan, the enemy of all souls, have great respect for, because he knows the power of it.
Yes.
And if we are girded with the truth, as we should be, we're able to defeat the power of God. Make your loins strong. You can't do that without studying. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can't do that, folks, picking the Bible up maybe once or twice a week and reading a few scriptures out of it. You're going to have to read God's word, take time to meditate upon God's word, and let the Lord reveal to you what we have in His Word. That's the only way that you can strengthen yourself with the Word of God.
Amen.
Jude, verse 20.
But ye, beloved,
yes,
building up yourselves on your most holy faith,
yes,
praying in the Holy Ghost.
Said, fortify your powers. You have some power, but you need to strengthen those powers.
Yes.
You see, as time goes on, as wickedness abounds,
yes,
we can't stay in the same place,
no,
and overcome evil. As wickedness abounds, we must grow in grace,
yes,
and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must become stronger and stronger, or else we'll be swept under by the powers of darkness. Going to have to fortify your powers. Going to have a stronger prayer life as you turn into this dark and sinful world. going to have to make sure that you don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. You cannot hit and miss. Folks, I wonder sometimes of the battles that I have with the devil. And I know that I'm down to business with God. And I wonder sometimes someone must have a secret. If they can miss church the way many people miss church, and you ask them how you're doing, they say, well, I'm doing great. I wonder about that.
Yeah.
I wonder about that, folks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of folks disappointed. Yeah. On that last great day, it's going to be a lot of folks disappointed, dear ones, when they stand before God. And they're saying, I'm doing great, and I've got all this victory. And some of us are fighting the devil every day. And we're assembling ourselves together as much as we can to draw strength from one another. I love you.
Amen.
I want to do all I can to help you make
that.
Folks, time is running out. The Bible said that Satan knows that his time is short.
Yeah.
The devil realized that Christ is returning nigh at hand.
Yeah.
And he realized that what he's going to do must be done.
Yeah.
We need to realize that time is running out. The return of Christ is nigh at hand. And what he's going to do, we must be done. Amen.
Great job.